As mentioned on the slide about expectations, once you get the archive data to the West2 bridge machine, you can trim the case and save to long-term media.
There will be two primary methods to transfer data to the West2 bridge from AWIPS. The first is to use a sneakernet approach by transferring the data from an LX workstation to an external USB or eSATA drive. The second method will be a direct transfer over the network. The West2 bridge machine will be connected to the local AWIPS similarly to the ATOM machine. More details will come when the West2 bridge is released.
On the West2 bridge machine, if you need to reprocess the raw data archives, WDTB has a Python script called RawPlay that feeds the raw data back into EDEX to regenerate the processed data. This process likely requires many hours of processing, depending on the size of the archive you are trying to reprocess. The West2 bridge software contains a wizard designed to take a processed data archive from an AWIPS installation and import it into the West2 bridge database. Many more details of these West2 bridge functions will be provided with the West2 bridge software.